Now, here's something that is concerning, okay? Concerning. I want to speak to Gareth Wright. Gareth, good morning.
Good morning, Frank. How are you?
I'm very well, Gareth. Gareth, you've been keeping us up to date with the Cumber Greenway and the Facebook posts and all of that in relation to everything that happens on the Cumber Greenway. Sadly, people are targeting dogs down there.
That's correct, Frank. Over about a month ago, I was on here talking to you with positive news. Yesterday, we received news that there is food being put down on the Cumber Greenway with antifreeze spray being put on the food. Now, that's really dangerous if any of your pets consume that. Now, I don't know who's behind it. The police are still holding an investigation into it. I had to release very sad news to the public yesterday regarding it. It was a very sad day for me to release to the public that this had been happening on the Cumber Greenway. And it's basically, Frank, a sad day for East Belfast and North Down.
Have some dogs taken ill as a result of this?
There has. There's been two at the moment that I'm aware of. Now, probably after your show today, we will get a numerous amount of messages into the page to say that more dogs have consumed it. I did release a following statement yesterday just to say that it is not safe at the moment for your pets to be on the Cumber Greenway until we can get clarification from the PSNI to say that there's no more of this substance along the route.
Would they specifically be targeting dogs that are off leads because someone is really anti-dog? They prefer to use the Greenway without being interrupted by a dog or disrupted by a dog. Is that possibly what's behind it, or is it just someone who detests animals?
Well, we don't know, Frank. I honestly don't know from here who's doing it or who is behind it. I mean, it is obviously some lunatic who is behind it. I mean, there's been a load of comments into the page saying that it's cyclists making an attack against dog walkers, but that's absolute nonsense. You know, we can't declare that. We can't say that it is. We can't say it's from the cyclist community, or we can't say it's from the dog walkers community. We can't say that. That's just complete nonsense. We can't declare yet who is behind us. As I say, the police are doing a full investigation into it, and they are working into it very accurately on the amount of pressure that they're under, and they're dealing with it very well, and they're reporting back to us at the page and able to give us information that we are allowed to release to the public. It's a very sad day as well, Frank, because as you know, I kickstarted this page when I was 13. This is probably one of the most difficult situations I've had to deal with yet. I'm currently only 17 at the moment. So it is quite difficult these last few days having to release so much negative news to the public, you know, because it's been positive work that I've been putting in to the Cumber Greenway to try and bring people closer on the route from East Belfast to Cumber.
Yeah, you've made some wonderful statements here before about the Cumber Greenway, encouraging people to use it and to keep it as it should be, and indeed encouraging the authorities as well to improve it. Now, you also commented there about who may or may not be behind it, and whether it's someone who uses a bicycle, or whether it's someone who walks, or whether it's someone who's on a skateboard, you know, it doesn't matter. It is a sick and sinister individual who is trying to poison little animals on the Cumber Greenway. Would you advise people generally, however, to keep their dogs on leads? Because a dog galloping about the Greenway, that's bound to be a problem for both pedestrians and cyclists.
It is, Frank. I advise the public at the moment, and this is by all means, I advise the public at the moment not to bring any of their pets onto the Cumber Greenway until I get clarification so there's no more of this along the route. I don't want to go to bed tonight knowing that I haven't released information to the public regarding this, and some other dog has lost a life or got seriously ill again. So I would advise all people who use the Cumber Greenway not to let their pets onto the Cumber Greenway. I mean, if you do have a short lead, I mean, do still walk them along the route at your own risk, you know, until we get clarification that there's no more of this along the route. Frank, okay. Another thing I've seen the last, from I've released this statement, is that it's also been very good as well, because it shows how close the community comes when things like this happen. I mean, the people of East Belfast have been really supportive to me and the page. They've been very supportive in every way that they can, and they basically said that, you know, they can put this behind them and move on. You know, it's very hard to put something like this behind you, Frank, but the people of East Belfast and North Down are ready to put this behind them and get moving on and wanting to see the great work that's being pumped into the Cumber Greenway.
Okay, Gareth, thank you very much. As a man, a young man, 17 years of age, he's been doing this since he was 13, as he said, absolutely loves the idea, the concept of the Cumber Greenway. His Facebook page is there, and he's promoting it all the time. But today, as we've heard, he's concerned. He's concerned about something he has a great love for, because some sinister individual or individuals have tried to poison animals along it. And they should be so blimmin' ashamed of themselves. What a horrible, what a ruthless and horrible thing to do.